This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. Mark Dice, I knew. I hadn't even gone to his site, but I knew he'd have an out-of-the-park analysis of the Grammy Satanic Ritual. So we're going to go to that in a moment. Then we're going to come back with Mike Lindell, and we're going to cover so many great topics with him and more. The poison shot, election fraud, you name it. So this is definitely a transmission that you are not going to want to miss. Here is the Mark Dice Report.
I tried watching the Grammys on Sunday night, but every song sounded like it was written by ChatGPT and performed by someone at karaoke night at the bar. It was pure noise pollution, pop culture poison, fitting for the United States of Sodom and Gomorrah. It started off paying homage to the 30 million illegal aliens who have invaded the United States from Mexico and Central America, with some artists performing a song in their native language. His name is Bad Bunny, or Benito something or other. I couldn't care less. But of course, he's bisexual.
He dresses up in drag. He kisses his backup dancers of any gender. You know, dismantling machismo. As a queer Latina woman, this is so important to me because he's starting conversations and normalizing inclusivity.
Madonna was rolled out of the retirement home to introduce the first transgender and gender non-binary duo who performed a satanic ritual. That's Sam Smith, by the way, who no longer identifies as a man or a woman. He's a non-binary person. I know. Don't even get me started. That ritual was brought to you by Pfizer, by the way. And that's not a joke.
The 65th Grammy Awards is sponsored by Pfizer.
Aside from celebrating Satan, the Grammys also celebrated gluttony, praising singer Lizzo for her body positivity messages. But at least we now know that the supposed Chinese spy blimp was just her on her way to the Grammys. So no need for concern. And I have no idea what language this person is speaking or what planet he is from. What is this gibberish? I think that was Busta Rhymes, but I'm not sure. I'm too old for this crap. There was a new category at the Grammys this year, however, a Grammy for black people.
I'm honored to be here to present a brand new award that the Recording Academy is introducing this year in coordination with the Black Music Collective. Yeah, it's good. Now, this award will recognize the contributors and creators and professionals with a proven track record of uplifting black music.
Dr. Dre said that he was surprised, then read a 5-minute prepared speech from the teleprompter. Now, I'm not saying that black people uplifting other black people isn't a good thing. It's definitely needed. Have you seen the black crime statistics in America? I'm just not sure that it's worthy of a Grammy. And did you know that LGBTQ people created music?
I'd like to thank the queer community for your love and for inventing this genre. God bless you. Thank you so much to the Grammy.
That was Beyonce after she won the Grammy for Best Dance and Electronic Album. Of course, one of Hollywood's top priorities is trying to normalize same-sex couples raising children. So at the Grammys, they had one performer's so-called wife and children introduce her to the audience.
It means the world to me to stand here tonight with our beautiful daughters by my side, here to rock our faces off with Broken Horses from her Grammy-nominated album, In These Silent Days, my wife and their mama,
Brandi Carlile!
Joe Biden's caretaker, Jill, even made a special appearance, awarding the Grammy for Song of the Year. Of course, she's not a musician at all, but Hollywood does everything that they can to try to prop up the embarrassing and failing Biden administration. The only thing missing was President Zelensky from Ukraine, but the Oscars are coming up soon, so I'm sure they'll give him one for something.
All right, the great Mike Lindell in 60 seconds.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones, and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
There is a war on for your mind.
Well, I gotta tell you, I love fighters, and I love people under pressure that just get stronger. And that definition, it really, for me, is Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, a great supporter of free speech, not just here but around the world, battling and exposing the election fraud, totally vindicated, never giving up, exposing the poison shots, just fighting hard. And the last time he went on Kimmel, a year and a half ago or so, he just destroyed Kimmel, even though Kimmel tried to destroy him. Everybody said Lindell did a great job. Well, this time they wanted him to sit there in a carnival or video game arcade claw machine. And I will ask him why he played along with it. I can't play the whole 10-minute segment, but he did a great job. Here's part of it.
Colorful, unhinged characters who've come to prominence in the political era of Donald Trump. Our next guest is probably the most enthusiastic. To help him overcome his debilitating fear of machines, we have installed him inside a claw machine for his interview tonight. And joining us now from the corner of Donkey Kong and Q-Bert, the My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell. Hello, Mike.
Jimmy Crumble, is that you?
It's me. Well, Mike, first question, Mike, is why do you think people don't take you seriously?
Well, I want to tell you this, Jimmy. Remember when we were kids and we questioned these carnival games, whether they were rigged or not?
Yeah, right.
But when we spoke up back then, we didn't get sued, did we?
No, that's right. Hey, Mike, get rid of that kid. Will you give him a toy or something like that?
There you go. You got a winner. It's a rigged game.
Mike, I know that you're distrustful of machines. Now that you're inside one, do you feel differently?
No, same thing. There are computers can be rigged out there. Yeah, absolutely. In elections, you know that.
Did you ask Donald Trump whether you should do this or not? Do you run this sort of thing by him?
No, I didn't, Jimmy. I did this all on my own. I wanted to be on your show. You kept telling me to come on, but you know, I seen the monologue there. You said it's because to put me in here because I wasn't vaccinated. You tricked me. You did it to be funny, huh?
Yeah, no, I didn't want you in there because you weren't vaccinated. I don't know. To be honest, I don't even remember why I decided you should be in there.
No, you said it on your show.
It seemed like a good idea when it happened. I have to say I was very surprised.
Hey, let's just pause for a minute. Mike is so good on his feet here. And we'll talk to the man himself in a moment, but he acts like Mike's in there of his own accord, and Mike's like, no, you asked me to do this. But Mike knew he was going to come back and expose that it's all a carnival fraud. And again, that's the disingenuousness of these people and the things they do. So Mike knows unless they think they've got an advantage, they're not going to have you on. Like when I was on with Piers Morgan, and he talked 90% of the time. That's what they do. But Mike's charm shines through. Let's continue.
There, and so you said yes, though. I, you know, I'm honoring that commitment that I made on the air. So last week, Mike, you actually during the weekend, you ran for chairman of the Republican National Committee. This is the committee that is kind of in charge of fundraising. It decides where the money goes. It's a very powerful group.
Correct.
And you seemed, by my count, very confident that you had a chance to win this thing. Let's look at the tape.
I'm running for chairman of the RNC, and I plan on winning. And you know what? I plan on winning. I want to win that RNC chair. We're ahead in every single poll out there. I'm 100% all in. And when I go all in to win. I just want to win, everybody. Not only am I going to win, but it's going to change real fast.
Are you confident that you can win?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of them are going, do you think you can win? Do you think you win? Of course I'm going to win.
Mike, some of the polls show you winning this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they all do.
Now, Mike, the poll actually did show you as the favorite, right? The Rasmussen poll.
That's correct, yep.
And then this happened.
Mike Lindell received 4 votes. Harmeet Dhillon received 51 votes. And Ronna McDaniel received 111 votes.
Now, does this seem like an indication that maybe your barometer when it comes to voting is off?
So let's stop right there, ladies and gentlemen. Again, he's the man in the arena. He runs a big network reaching millions of people a day. He's fighting back. And then they act like when you're an underdog, it's pathetic that you try to win. No. Winners never quit, and quitters never win, to quote Vince Lombardi. And so I've lost way more than I've won, but in the aggregate, we've changed the world. And that George Washington, in the 6-year war with the British Empire that had never been defeated, went on to defeat Napoleon a few years later with the biggest army the world ever seen. He lost 95% of his battles, but he persevered. He's George Washington. Mike Lindell, you're with us till 45 after. Really appreciate you coming on. But I just wanted to play this because it just shows the deception and the games and just even how they tried to rig the interview to make you look like a fool, but you came out smelling like a rose. The full interview is up on Infowars.com. It's up on Frank's Speech. But I just wanted to – I saw this and loved it last week and wanted to have you on because you know, you got a lot of balls, brother.
Well, thanks. But, even my lawyers warned me, don't go on, Mike. Don't go on. You're going to make a fool of yourself. I go, you know what? We have to keep getting the word out about to get rid of these computers and in our elections and machines. And what you're missing there, which I called Jimmy out on it, about when he first brought this up, he said it was about a half a year ago, and we played it over and over after I got done on Jimmy Kimmel the next day, is he said, Mike wants to come on the show, but in order to be, you have to be vaccinated to get in our building, so we'll have to do it in the claw machine across the street so I feel safe. Those were his words, Alex. And then, so when I said I'd come on, Jimmy spun that around and like, you know, well, I never said that. I can't remember why I wanted you in a claw machine. When I went out there, they still wear masks in that building. We had to be tested for the China virus the night before, 12 hours earlier. So I really didn't even believe I would be in the building. So that's the first part. The second part is when he bashed when he talked about the RNC race, what got put out there was, you know what, if you play that a little further, what happened was, Jimmy, I was the favorite of the to win it by far over double Harmeet and Ronna McDaniel. What people don't understand is only 168 people vote on that, 3 from every state. Alex, the people, when they did the Rasmussen poll, the people of this country, they wanted a businessman.
No. You won the national scientific poll, but in the RNC, yeah, it's just basically rigged by how they're able to select who does it.
Well, they went against the will of the people. Now, Ronna McDaniel, in her defense, she said, I would look forward to working with Mike Lindell. Now, she called me on Friday, so we're going to see how that plays out. Because one of the things that the RNC just completely ignored the last 5 years is they ignored the election platforms. You can't ignore the platforms. And just like they did with for 7 months, their emails, their Gmails were all going into spam, and they finally got the, you know, said, hey, we better go after Google, and they did, and they got their emails back. I said to them, that's a computer. That's a computer Google was using to destroy your
email. Sure, the idea that we can just trust this system has been caught lying about everything is preposterous. Yeah. And we'll come back and play the next clip you talked about, because, I mean, all the people I saw, when everybody said, you destroyed him, because, again, he wanted to act like you demanded to be in a claw machine. No, that was his idea. Just every level is deception.
Right. Right.
Yep, we're going to break in about 45 seconds, but what else are we going to cover, too? What else is on your radar?
Yeah, well, I want to tell you all this as long as we're here. We're going to, this is the MyPillow 2.0. I want to bring this up because it's so important. This was developed. This is a temperature regulating thread we didn't have back when I invented my pillow. So I wanted to announce this on your show, Alex. There you can use your promo code. This is now the best pillow in history, just got better. And we're doing a buy one, get one free. My employees are working hard today.
I want to talk about this when we come back first. And again, okay, folks, it isn't just a great pillow made in America. It finances the revolution. It's the New World Order. We better get in the mindset of supporting the leaders that are fighting. We don't get George Soros money or IMF money or Chi-Com money like Joe Biden. We get money from you. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex. You get a great deal on the new pillow. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. people and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Alex Jones Show on this Monday, February 6, 2023 broadcast. Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com is our guest. And I want to get into the balloon. I want to get into election fraud. I want to get into Trump versus DeSantis. I want to get into where Mike Lindell sees this country going, the great things he's done with Frank Speech TV, reaching millions a day with a great lineup of hosts. This is a man of action. I admire him. And I admire how funny he is as well, because it's always good to be able to have some fun while we battle tyranny. But you got caught up by the break. Let's talk about things. You're a sponsor of the show. You support us. It's not the main reason I had you on today, but usually you're hard to even get to plug the products when you're on. But you got so many great Made in America products, and if people go to your sites and use promo code Alex, they get even bigger discounts. But tell folks about this new pillow you've got.
Yeah, this is a big announcement. When I invented my pillow, that was in 2004. It took a year to invent. Nothing ever changed. It was the best patented fill, the best. Remember, sleep is about height and staying there and temperature. Well, now I found out about a year and a half ago about temperature regulating thread that's made here in the U.S. So I had this fabric made. And I said, you know, let's make an exclusive MyPillow fabric and see if it works with the great patented fill. I've slept on it now for 2 months. This stuff is cool to the touch. You're not going to be flipping that pillow to the cool side. It is the best pillow in history, just got even better. And we're doing the buy one, get one free. We just actually got these into production last week, and the commercial for it was one of our big movie commercials we made, where the one in the mirror, that comes out in about 10 days. So you're getting them here, one of the first ones to get them in the country, and trust me, it brings sleep to a whole new level. They're absolutely the best pillow
ever. You have great products, hundreds of great products, but more importantly, you're using the money to fight the New World Order fearlessly. That's why everybody should shop for their sheets and their pillows and their beds and their dog beds and their slippers and everything at MyPillow.com. You've got the great bathrobes, everything. And just use promo code to get the big discount, promo code ALEX, and that keeps this show on air as well. And what else do you have going on over at MyPillow.com?
Well, that's it. That's our biggest announcement. But we've got, with your promo code, we have the slippers on sale. We even have some closeout style, so you can get them really great price using a promo code Alex. We've got the sheets. We got a buy one, get one free that started last week on the sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets. And we've got a lot of closeouts for products from the winter here. So you gotta check that out. The bathrobe, the closeout sale on the bathrobe. Those are the best bathrobes ever made. That's Supima cotton, amazing bathrobes. And you can just go down the overstock sale there. We have an overstock sale. We have passed, because we lost off just about 99% of all our retailers, we're passing this all on to our customers. And yes, you're right, Alex, it supports everything I get that comes through to me. I'm using it to help save our country. I mean, that's what I'm doing with all my money. I poured millions upon millions of dollars into saving our country, because we've got to get rid of these election
machines.
And if
there's a fraction more of successful businessmen and women did what you've done, we would not be in this much trouble. But I'm optimistic. I'm seeing a huge awakening. I get nothing but love when I'm on the street. I got a lot of hate, you know, years ago, mostly love, but still a lot of hate. All I'm getting is love. All we're seeing is a huge awakening. What are you seeing?
That's exactly right. You know, when I went on Jimmy Kimmel, I did it for a very good reason, and that is to the people to get the word out. Remember, we don't have Fox News, everybody, and Newsmax and Salem Media. They won't talk about our election platforms. They will not talk about elections. They get, you know, they're, for one reason or another, they won't. So we have to get the word out. And if it takes me sitting in a claw machine on Jimmy Kimmel, that went out to tens of millions. And I was able to talk about these problems we have and getting our elections righted. And there's a lot of hope. Do you know that, Alex, that I was in, being in California there, people were climbing fences and stuff when I was on Jimmy Kimmel to talk and go, hey, we help you save our country, and wanting autographs and pictures and a lot of them I talked to later, and they voted Democrat. They're not doing that again because they realize the manifestation of a stolen election, much less what's going on now. And so I see so much hope, and there's also so much more that I know that if people knew what I know, you know, we have great things that happen. You have you just had Alabama go get rid of Eric, the dirty rotor voles, that system. You had Cleburne County, Arkansas, go completely paper, hand-counted. You've got all these states. We have over, and we have over 50 lawsuits going on to change back to our the things that were put in illegally by Secretary of State, to change them back to where the how they were before. You know, you can't break our Constitution and keep that as the status quo. So we're fighting every day, and we've got a big announcement at the end of the week, this platform that I'm putting together, this, and it's going to be amazing when this is announced, hopefully by Friday. But this is going to be the platform that really brings it all together like a hub of a wheel. So we have a communication process. We have everything, because it's not just a few of us out there. It's millions of us out there that are working hard to get this country back, basically back.
Well, that's why the enemies of freedom work around the clock to try to take you and I and others off the air.
Yeah.
Because we have the majority of people awake, every race, color, and creed. They just feel alone because they don't have places to come together.
Yes, absolutely. I see people, if they're out there, I'll tell you this, if they're, you know, the attack media actually helps us, Alex, because it helps us get the word out, right? But it's the ones, when I see people out there that are feeling hopeless, I go, have you been watching Fox News? They go, yeah, that's all they watch is Fox. Well, they're not going to tell you about the hope that's going on, the things out there like, you know, lawsuits we're winning and to change these election platforms back, getting rid of these electronic machines. You know, they're not going to report these things. And people need to hear that. Right now, they're here. You know, you hear about the border with the fentanyl pouring across over 300 people dying every day from addiction. Well, you know what? I've been putting out there right on my platform, the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. It's free, everybody. You can send anyone you want there. It's free. I put it out there. I used to be an addict, so I know this, and it works. It'll help them and give you hope. So I want to spread the message of hope, and so people, and then they got to be courageous. We know that, Alex. Courage is contagious, everybody. So now's the time to be courageous. You need, people ask me all the time, well, how can I help? When you get information, put it on all the media platforms, all the new platforms, True Social, Frank Social, Getter, Gab, Telegram, even the new Twitter, even Zuckerberg's Facebook. The more we can keep spreading the news, and that's what we need, because then it encourages people, and they're coming on over to this common sense bucket. I believe 70% of this country, you talk about elections, you talk about Republican, Democrat, is red. And I have very, very good reasons to believe that.
Well, the globalists admit in their own documents they're losing worldwide, not just here. And that's why they're working so hard. So we're at that critical part of the football game where we've just got possession and we're a few points ahead. But now we've got to just get eye of the tiger and focus and not shut up. And just like you said, I'll go on mainstream news, even though it's rigged, even though they attack. People hate them so much, we always get nothing but positive feedback.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, if it wouldn't be for the media attacking, we'd be silent out there. And they, I mean, when I went on Jimmy Kimmel, I'll tell you, Jimmy came up afterwards. He gives me a hug, you know, and it's like, and he asked me, he goes, Mike, can we, without these machines, how are we going to do this?
Hold on, stay there. I want to hear about this and the balloon and Trump, DeSantis, so much more. Mike Lindell.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it.
and it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter. Not a lifetime. We'll allow.
To the audience, I agree with George Strait.
I cross my heart.
I promise you.
Give all I
evil Satanists. We love God, we love justice, and you got my commitment to be the best man I can be. Promote freedom for my children and your children in the future. I think about George Strait's beautiful, loving Texas voice compared to all that Satanism we saw at the Grammys and just the open evil of Hollywood and everything they're doing. Mike Lindell, I want to ask you just about your relationship with God and the fact that this is a spiritual battle and how God healed you and has healed so many and has healed me as well. And it's a continuing, ongoing process. But what do you make of the poison shots, the total vindication? Now, Bloomberg and Pfizer admitting it causes heart attacks and strokes today. The Satanism everywhere, the war. I mean, all of this. What is your view on the battle between good versus evil?
Well, that gets brought up a lot to me. And I say, you know, God's had his hand in all of this. And if all of the, you know, people don't look to Jesus unless things are going bad, usually. If things are going good, they get complacent, whatever. And we're in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history. I mean, people are pouring it. And, you know, if we get to this great place out here, you're going to look back and you're going to say, all these things had to happen just the way they happened. Even the good, even the bad. Remember, God uses everything for good. So if you know things are going bad at that time, you're going, okay, maybe there's a reason when you get way out here. You have to, it's opening people's eyes. I really think it's been amazing. I think back, I say, you know, if Donald Trump would have been put back in on December 14th of 2020, you know what? We would have lost our country. And more importantly, we wouldn't have had all these people pouring into, to Jesus. And what I mean by that is that you wouldn't have found all of these things that are coming out, all the evil that's exposing itself. Remember, Alex, we're in a spiritual battle of biblical proportions, and evil is greedy. This is our big advantage, everybody. Evil is greedy. They could back off a little bit and say, you know what? They're on to us. They're on to us. But no, they don't. They double down, triple down, quadruple down, and it defies all logic. But I'm telling you, let me tell you something. I went to California about 2 months ago. I was up in California. No, it was in September. I'm up there with all these kids at 25 to 30 year olds that had voted Democrat. They were flipping. They were asking, is there any hope for our country? We talked about the Lord. We talked about God. We talked about Jesus. And I spent a week in that town. Then the next week, I go down to Florida for the hurricane victims, giving them pillows and blankets and everything. We went in this one trailer park, and it looked like a river with two banks of just all physical possessions and everything from their trailers that had just been, they lost everything they had physically. And they're all out there, a lot of Hispanics, and I'm talking to them, even with an interpreter. The common theme was, you know what? They had hope that if we could save our country, our freedoms, they can get their physical possessions back. They were more worried more about the spiritual battle we're in and worried more about the future than those physical things. They could get those back if we save our freedoms. So, for me, people say, well, Mike, you have so much courage or whatever. No, I only fear the Lord, so it's pretty easy. I give it to him. I just pray. I pray for discernment. I pray Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and always acknowledge him, and he will guide your paths. You know, Alex, I was going down some bad paths back when I was a crack addict. I pray, and people, I want to say one more thing that you brought up that. People, you know, everyone out there, Mike, I prayed and this didn't happen. I prayed. Those are reactionary prayers, everybody. And you know what? If you want to be proactive in prayer,
you got to surrender and tell God to take over.
Right. Right. But I will say this. Remember, the reactionary prayers, that might not be God's will. And where is God's will? God's will is in the Word. So if you stay in the Word, your proactive prayers, they line up a lot better. And you're exactly right. You surrender to Jesus, it's over. It's easy.
But they want us to surrender to Satan. You said something so important a few minutes ago. They're revealing themselves, even though it's destroying them. They can't, why are they doing that?
Yeah, you know, that's what I say, because evil is greedy. You would think that they would have backed off. Hey, they're on to us. Let's just talk the election crime, just that alone. You know what? They're on to us. We've got the machines and computers forever. Let's at least back off. No, they double down, triple down. Look at the race in Arizona, everybody. If you got all these corrupt machines and where you're hacking in and everything else, you would at least make them work on the front end. That they're functioning right, and then it's pretty obvious we have 60-something.
So they stole at every level greedily.
Yeah, they don't care. It's like, you know, whatever level they can steal at, that's what they're doing, and evil is greedy, and that's to our advantage, everybody. And they're very deceptive, Alex. They're very deceptive. It's like a huge marketing game when you look at it, too. Remember when we had Afghanistan, everybody, and the whole world was on the worst decision ever made in human history, and one of the worst, and 10 days later, nobody's talking about it. You know why? Because they're all sitting there going, what are we going to do? Everyone's focusing on their on twists, all this, you know, these things. Well, 10 days later, they had Biden come out and go, anyone with 100 or more people in their company, you have to get a shot. So the attention of the world went, we're not doing it. But you forgot about Afghanistan. And this is all, so much of this stuff is done to deflect. And that's why it's so important that we stay focused. This is a bigger battle.
I agree. The time we have left, if you've got to leave us, we'll come back and break major news. I like Trump. I like DeSantis. But the big money's lining up behind DeSantis, which I don't like. So even though I have problems with Trump still pushing the shot, when you got the Koch brothers against him, I'm like, wow, I should probably back Trump then. Well, what's your view on that?
Well, I've said it before. If Ron DeSantis wants to help our country at all, he should endorse Donald Trump right now, today. I mean, it's, you know, just endorse him, unite him. He wants to run, do it in 2028. Be the governor you are. That's very simple. This is, you're not, Donald Trump is the favorite of this country by overwhelming proportions. He won. He deserves that.
Whole show, he would destroy Biden right now.
But say, yeah, he would destroy him. He would destroy anybody running in the primary. So why, you know, you got, you know, like I say, I think, you know, they're pitting this, putting, DeSantis and talking about, you know, DeSantis. I want to say one thing too, that this is news on your show. I actually looked into, our cyber guys looked into Miami-Dade County, and that was all over the news because it was a deviation where a Republican won Miami-Dade County. I hadn't been running decades. Well, guess what? We just got that news back. There was no computer manipulation in 2022 in Miami-Dade County. That's the first big county we found where there was no computer manipulation in the last two elections. Now, let me tell you what that means. That means that this whole country's red. If you take all the places where they're manipulating with computers, if Miami-Dade County had nothing, it's not because DeSantis is the greatest guy ever that he overran that. It's because they didn't even cheat at all there.
Exactly. And in closing, let me say this. You're a prominent guy. I'm prominent. Our listeners aren't, which is a blessing. They used to be private. They don't see the love. I used to get 70% love, 30% hate when Trump first got elected. That was the worst it ever was. Now I get basically nothing but love in public. Everywhere. Yep. Liberals apologizing, crying, saying they were wrong. Yep. I agree with you that we've already won the hearts and minds. Now we've just got to take the country back.
Yep, absolutely. We've got to fix our election.
That's all you're getting in the street is basically love, too?
100%. 100%. I haven't had one person come up to me, and I've spent a lot of time in very liberal, progressive places and in the cities for weeks at a time. I just came from California again, and they come up, they go, they're on board. They want, you know, they're
exactly.
Just
we
everybody.
Are winning, praise God. Mike Lindell, incredible. Join us again soon. Frank Speech TV, incredible. God bless you, brother.
Yep, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stacks I haven't hit. More than 10 stacks of incredible news. And I'm going to run through the waterfront with Roger Stone next hour on these. But I got to tell you, this stack right here, I'm almost guilty that I didn't just cancel the guests and do this for the whole show. Because I'd already seen an earlier draft of this UN treaty, but now we've got the official final draft, and it is spectacularly authoritarian, totalitarian. It just, I mean, we knew this was coming. But to see it all front and center like this is crazy. And that's what everybody's saying on the internet. I'm not even trying to look for my name. I don't say, oh, my name's big, oh, I'm big. No, it makes me a target. But I'm also a barometer. And so it was trending again this morning, Alex Jones, about the satanic ceremony they had. Alex Jones is right, at the Grammys. So the enemy's tried to make me a symbol of lies, a symbol of fraud, a symbol of toxic masculinity. But thanks to all of you supporting us and standing up, it's not working, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I was getting to with Mike Lindell. I was talking to him during the breaks. He said, yeah, no, I used to get 10% of tax. And it was pretty bad because you walk through a crowd of 200 people and you shake 100 hands and then all of a sudden people attack you. It's still very disconcerting when you're at the grocery store or the gas station or church or walking down the street or at the post office and somebody gets in your face. It's and knock on wood, because I hate it happening, it's not been happening any. I mean, I go months now out in public before I get any hate. Months. And I went to Cancun for 4 days with my wife and my youngest child and a bodyguard. And he would sit back under the trees where they had chairs when we were out in the sun throwing the football and everything else, taking a break that I had to have. And it's so easy and quick from Texas, 2-hour flight down there, $400 on Southwest, you're right back. He said, it was incredible. He sat there, great guy, he's been one of my security guys for 4 or 5 years. Mike sat there and listened to people under the palm trees, under the cabana, talk about me while I was out there throwing the football and playing for 4 or 5 hours a day with my daughter, building sandcastles. And over again, they said, I used to think he was a bad guy, a liar. He's right. He's a good guy. I used to be a liberal. I used to be a Democrat. What do we do? He heard all these people, including the Mexicans that were working at the resort, saying Alejandro Jones is right. And my wife speaks pretty good Spanish. She was talking to him. Even in Mexico, folks, people are awake. I mean, they're already awake to a lot of stuff, but they know Alex Jones. I mean, so I only report that to you, again, not to say, oh, I'm famous, oh, I'm a big fish, oh, I'm important. No, it's the opposite of that. The level of love is so intense, that is a major barometer on what their attacks have done and what their demonization has done. Because people know when they see the system attacking us and coming after us, they know the system's bad. They've turned against the system. It's not about loving Alex Jones or Mike Lindell or Tucker Carlson. We're just people that love freedom like you. We're just like you. We don't want to hurt people or have world government or Satanism or fentanyl deaths or crime. And I mean, we have children. We want prosperity and justice and security and freedom and everything else that comes with it. And to have been on air 28 years and experienced this and now see almost universal acceptance is very exciting. I saw a few leftists shaking their head, and they wouldn't say anything, and they were just totally freaked out at the airport and things like that. And when I came back, they flagged me in the system, and my wife and family went through and at Customs, and they said, well, we're supposed to search you, and you should do a FOIA request. We don't think this is right. You can go. We're not going to search you, Mr. Jones. That was human intelligence overriding what they've been ordered to do to me. They were shaking their heads. They were pretty upset. Whatever it is they were supposed to do to me, probably a strip search. But it didn't happen because the humans on the ground knew it was wrong. And that's the Fight Club nature of this. It's like Tyler Durden is going around everywhere. We're like, yes, Mr. Durden, we're in on it with you. Yes, we're going to fight this with you. That's kind of a leftist dream of their communist revolution, but it's not happening for them. They don't have the thinkers. They don't have the good people. They've got the mindless drones. But in my life, it's like Fight Club. So I want listeners to know, when you feel alone and you feel down and you feel like people aren't listening to you, in the real world where the rubber meets the road, the public is really awake right now. And the enemy knows that and has gone into full panic mode. So this stack of news I talked about earlier, I'm going to cover it with Roger Stone first when he comes on. And then get into politics after that. But this is so big, this UN treaty. And then Bloomberg last night comes out and says, okay, Pfizer admits their shots causing strokes. Well, it's really causing heart attacks and myocarditis way above strokes, but they're admitting the strokes. How big a deal is that? Why would they do that? Because they know they can't contain it anymore. And that's because the scientists and the doctors and the nurses and the medical workers and the whistleblowers and the general public spreading the word that their whole house of cards to take control of our body is coming down. In fact, let's play Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, last night, saying their main mission and their call for action is to shut down people questioning us. But everything they said was a lie. So again, they're hitting the panic button, and it doesn't mean we're winning this war. But the enemy thinks they're losing. So I'm not God. I don't have omnipresence, anything close to it. I'm not sure whether we're winning or losing, but I know this. We're fighting back, and at least the enemy's scared. Here's the head of the UN.
We will call for action from everyone with influence on the spread of mis- and disinformation on the Internet. Governments, regulators, policymakers, technology companies, the media, civil society. Stop the hate. Set up strong guardrails. Be accountable for language that causes harm. And as part of my report to our common agenda, we are convening all stakeholders around the code of conduct for information integrity on digital platforms. And we will also further strengthen our focus on how mis- and disinformation are impacting progress on global issues, including the climate crisis.
So, and by the way, there's so many of these clips I confuse that. We have a WHO head saying that as well. That's the Secretary General saying it. So, that's what I'm saying. They are hitting the panic button and saying the UN has to regulate, the UN has to centralize. That's Antonio Guterres, Secretary General of the UN. So they are in full retreat right now and saying we're lying. No, we said it caused heart attacks and strokes. We said it caused blood clots, and now it's confirmed. And their only hope is to shut us up. That's not going to work. No matter, you can try to take out an Alex Jones or a Tucker Carlson or a General Flynn, but you're not taking everybody out. And that's why the average woman or man, black, white, old, young, doesn't matter, wherever you are, is so powerful when you share articles and share videos and circumvent the AI. You're defeating the enemy's greatest push. We're going to go to break. Very powerful clip from Stu Peters that I want to play next segment. Then Roger Stone joins us. I haven't even plugged this yet today. My goodness. Today is the last day. I mean, I might extend it one day because I'm so busy. I haven't come up with new sales, and we're almost sold out of everything. But today is the last day to get up to 50% off on the Alex Jones Was Right Super Special at InfoWarsStore.com, on Immune Support, Rainforest Plus and Rainforest Ultra, Multifood Multivitamin, Vitamin C with Zinc, Ultimate Krill Oil, Pain MD, Testosterone 7076, X7 Diet Force, Vitamin D3 Gummy, Superfluid Vitality, Ultimate Fish Oil, Down and Out Sleep Support. By the way, the amazing, strongest, best bone broth out there now back in stock with the turmeric and so much more. It's massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Fizzy Magnesium, back in stock, 25% off, limited supply. Living Defense and Flush Out Parasites, limited supply, 25% off. Alpha Power, limited stock, 25% off. Basil Beach, creates nitrogen oxide in the blood, so important, 25% off. Super Real Vitality, 25% off. It's all there. Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, new and improved and updated. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.